This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr saying the Justice Department's just begun probe into the origins of the Russia investigation will determine whether government officials abused their power, putting their thumb on the scale. Barr telling Fox News answers to questions he's asked of investigators so far have been inadequate.
I think there's a misconception out there that we know a lot about what happened. The fact of the matter is Bob Mueller did not look at the government's activities. He was looking at whether or not the Trump campaign had conspired with the Russians, but he was not going back and looking at the counterintelligence program.
The U.S. has imposed sanctions on a Chechen group and five people, including at least three Russians, for alleged human rights abuses, and now the Kremlin says it will respond in kind, but it's not yet been specific. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Today, business happens here. Here. And virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the president's new immigration proposal is dead on arrival. The president detailing his plan yesterday in the White House Rose Garden, saying it will move the nation from a family-based immigration system to a merit-based system. Pelosi says calling the plan merit-based is, in her words, the height of condescension. The president also proposing that
future immigrants will be required to learn English and to pass a civics exam prior to admission.
At least two states are calling for boycotts over Alabama's new abortion law, which bans almost all abortions. Maryland's controller is saying he's advising the state's pension fund to pull any money it has invested in Alabama companies. And Colorado's attorney general is calling for a boycott of Alabama. The WWE professional wrestler Ashley Massaro has died of unknown causes. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump has plenty to say about the latest Democrat to enter the field of candidates for the White House next year.
I can't believe it. I just heard that the worst mayor in the history of New York City, and without question, the worst mayor in the United States, is now running for president.
New York City Mayor Progressive Bill de Blasio announcing he's running for president. President Trump tweeting about it, saying the Dems are getting another beauty to join their group. Bill de Blasio of New York City, considered the worst mayor in the U.S. He is a joke, capital letters. But if you like high taxes and crime, he's your man.
That report from USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Britain may be getting a new prime minister soon. A statement from a leading UK conservative saying Theresa May has agreed to set a timetable for her exit early next month. She'll reportedly announce that after an upcoming parliamentary vote on her plan to remove Britain from the European Union, or Brexit. And North Korea is suffering its worst drought in decades. The UN says as many as 10 million North Koreans are in urgent need of food assistance. A UN report saying the people have been surviving on only 10.5 ounces of food a day this year, the drought being the worst in 37 years. And the CDC says backyard chickens have been linked to a salmonella outbreak in at least 21 states that sickened 52 people. They recommend everyone wash their hands after handling live poultry. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live. A program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, we're going to go back, May 1979, okay? Baseball is on the brink. You know, and what you appreciate about baseball is that throughout our history, and maybe this is why it is America's game, it has been there. You know, you can remember key moments in history, and baseball is interwoven in the woof and warf through our hearts and minds. But here was a time in 1979 when baseball was on the brink, and it needed help. And I guess the best place sometimes is that you can be your own best healer. Because here comes, you know, May of 1979, as I mentioned, you got the first place Phillies, you know, playing against the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs, you know, the perennial losers that they were. And so just a typical afternoon game. Let's all go to Wrigley, have a hot dog, and enjoy a little bit of baseball. Well, Kevin Cook is here with us right now, author of Tommy's Honor, and we're going to be talking about his book, 10 Innings at Wrigley, the wildest ballgame ever with baseball on the brink. Kevin Cook, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me on.
Are you kidding me? This is awesome. We love baseball, and what a great time to reminisce and remember that incredible contest that started out like just a normal afternoon. Like I said, you know, everybody goes to Wrigley and, you know, we'll be there and have something to drink and a hot dog and, hey, watch a little baseball. And, you know, the Cubbies will get beat up like normal. And, hey, after all, you got the first place Phillies in town. Hey, why not, huh?
Well, that was pretty much the scene, and it makes it a lot better setting. I think that happens to be the best ballpark of them all. There's some good ballparks out there. To me, this is the one indispensable place to play a ball game, and it couldn't be better than when the wind is howling out to left field at 30 miles an hour, unless, of course, you're a pitcher.
Right, exactly. A lot of careers have been roughed up. A bit Wrigley.
That's for sure, and they certainly were that day.
You know, for people who have not experienced Wrigley, you know, you touched on, you know, kind of the designed magic, or maybe the way it just evolved, but something so special about Wrigley. You know, detail that a little bit more for our audience that have not had a chance to, you know, experience it firsthand themselves.
Well, I think that's true. It's a neighborhood ballpark, as Fenway Park and any number of the older stadiums were at the time. It's a lot of brick. For many years, it was a lot of mortar chipping off and falling down on the fans' heads, to the point that in the late 70s, when this game took place, you've got nets strung up to keep the fans from getting knocked out by chips of the old crumbling ballpark falling on their heads. You've also got a great neighborhood around the place, a real urban neighborhood that was not called Wrigleyville at the time. It was still called Lakeview. Wrigleyville comes a little bit later as the area really becomes kind of a theme park devoted to the Chicago Cubs. All of that also dates to 1979, the first year that they were on the Superstation. WGN puts Cubs games on television for cable households all over the country. In 79, there were 800,000 cable households. 10 years later, there are going to be 53 million.
Wow.
And along with the Braves, who had their Superstation, that's really when they when the Cubs became a national brand and a beloved national brand. They had their fans at the time, but it's fascinating to see. You mentioned to go in and get a hot dog and sit in the stands as you'd like to. In those days, you get a hot dog for a dollar,
yes,
a bleacher seat for a dollar and a half. So the game has certainly changed, but it's recognizable. It's about to become the game we know today.
Yeah, exactly. So we go there that afternoon game. Phillies are in town, the Cubs, and what happens?
Well, as you say, the Phillies are in first place, supposed to win the division as they've done three times in a row. The Cubs are expected to lose as ever. They were headed for another also-ran finish. They haven't won the World Series since 1908 and won't for another 40 years almost. And neither starting pitcher got out of the first inning. One of the human interest sidelights of this game, Dennis Lamb started the game for the Cubs. It was his wife's birthday. And she was a little late reaching the park. He had other things going on and hurried to the ballpark. Got down to, you know, where the wives and girlfriends of the players sat right behind the backstop and looked around and said, "Where's Dennis?" Well, nobody wanted to tell her. He'd already been knocked out of the game.
Yeah, he's in the showers.
Yes, Randy Lurch, the Philly starter, he didn't get out of the first inning either. It's all craziness. Tug McGraw, the very colorful relief pitcher for the Phillies, is sitting in the Phillies bullpen thinking, "I need to get in the game and just stop all this nonsense." Because the score is 7-6 at the end of one inning. Larry Bowa, the Phillies, called it the craziest ball game ever, and then the second inning started. McGraw thought he could get things done, then he goes in and immediately gives up a grand slam.
And heaven help us. I mean, and now you're just hanging on for the ride. But for the fans, I mean, you know, we love baseball. And when there is, you know, there's offense like that, boy, that just, you know, when it really just adds to the electricity of the afternoon, does it not?
It really does. And if you talk to a lot of players today, they'll tell you that the people who run the game are highly conscious of that and want home runs, want balls flying out. And that's why the ball is, quote unquote, juiced today. The ball is certainly harder and slipperier than it was today and does go out a lot faster. One of the things that fascinated me about this game is that the fellow who hit three home runs, three tape measure home runs, one of which landed in Milwaukee for the Cubs, was Dave Kingman, who was a laughingstock really in baseball at that time because he struck out too much. He struck out from 130 to 150 times a year. And was seen as a useless galoot, he was called, a guy who either strikes out or hits a home run. Well, we've seen the game evolve since then to the point now that it's understood analytically that a home run is so important that many, if not most, players ought to be trying to hit home runs every time. That's what they do. Now many players strike out more than 200 times a year, really vindicating the approach that Dave Kingman got mocked for in 1979.
Exactly. No doubt the home run is, for baseball, what the three-point shot has become for the NBA.
I think that's true. And we've seen rules changes. You know, other games are much more ready to change the rules. The NFL has changed rules again and again and again to get more scoring, very frankly, to pointedly to get more points on the board. Baseball hasn't been that way. Baseball, you know, as you said earlier, honors its traditions, its long history. So it's been less likely, less ready to do that. But the evolution of the game, it soon becomes apparent with computers crunching stats, another thing that began about in about that time, that a three-run homer is so much more important than two or three singles. that a lot of today's players take that Dave Kingman approach every time they go up.
Well, exactly. I mean, in a game that now has been, you know, as you suggest here, Kevin Cook, you know, kind of drenched in analytics and algorithms, you still have the purity of the strike and the ball and the home run. 10 innings at Wrigley, Kevin Cook's new book, and we're going to continue our conversation on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the
Hey, we're sparing no budget for Kevin Cook here about his book, 10 Innings at Wrigley. Little baseball-themed music. I mean, come on, let's go out to the ballgame. This is what Chicago Cubs Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg had to say about the book. He says it's a must-read for every baseball fan. Aaron Boone, the manager of the New York Yankees, said this would be a great book even without my dad's five RBIs. 10 innings at Wrigley, the wildest ball game ever, with baseball on the brink. And our conversation with Kevin Cook continues, the author of Electric October and other books, including Tommy's Honor and The Dad Report, a former senior editor at Sports Illustrated who has written for The New York Times, Men's Journal, GQ, Smithsonian, many other publications, appeared on CNN, ESPN, all the sports networks. And, of course, his book, 10 Innings at Wrigley, is linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Kevin, have you been a baseball fan all your life? Did you grow up loving baseball?
Yeah, I did. My pop was a pitcher in the minor leagues. He got as high as a double A ball before he hurt his arm. I was never the athlete he was. So in school, while all the good athletes were playing baseball and football and basketball, I played tennis and golf. But stayed interested in the games and wound up becoming a sports writer, which a lot of failed athletes tend to do, I think. And I've always been interested in the connections in the game. That's one of the fascinating things about this. Here's Bob Boone, who was the catcher for the Phillies in that game, a great source for this book and a great conversation, saw everything that was going on the field and did have a three-run homer and five RBIs in that game. Now, he's the son of a major league player. Now his son is managing the Yankees in an entirely different sort of game 40 years later. That's one of the appealing things about baseball to me, another aspect of its history.
What did Bob Boone say, you know, on that day? I mean, he's watching what's going on. What's he thinking?
Well, as he said, when you're in Chicago, the first thing you do when you wake up in your hotel in the morning is look out and see which way the wind is blowing.
Right.
Well, the wind is blowing to the north, so it's going to be a good day for hitters.
Yeah.
Hitters like to get there. The pitchers are shaking their heads on the way. Tug McGraw is in that game, has had a terrible time after thinking he could go in and get some outs very quickly. They're buddies, so at one point, McGraw has just given up a grand slam, and here comes Bob Boone walking out for a mound conference with a big smile on his face. And McGraw says, "What's so funny?" And Boone tells him, "Well, I've got a three-run homer, and you are in the blank blank." McGraw winds up, at least he had a good enough sense of humor as his earned run average goes from the low ones into the high fours that day. He gets a sarcastic ovation from the Cubs fans as he leaves them out and gives them a nice little bow and a tip of his cap.
Yes. Realizing that the field once again has won, thank you very much, the wind blowing out to left field at Wrigley.
Wrigley Field won the game.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, hey, this is all part of the game. You got to be able to play the elements, and you know, and as you say, so Boone's watching this stuff just unfold. What other player comments did you get?
Well, a lot of people, of course, have different opinions about Pete Rose. I've always admired Rose's mind for the game, but before he got kicked off most recently for his latest malfeasance, he was a very good announcer because he's got a very incisive mind. He also, like a lot of scientific hitters, remembers particular counts, particular pitches, even 40 years later.
Isn't that amazing how they do that? I mean, I sit there, I mean, I forget 10 minutes ago, you know, but they recount, they'll go, oh yeah, it was, it was three balls, one strike, and, you know, I was anticipating a fastball. He threw me a hard breaker and, you know, and, or spitter or whatever. I mean, it's like, what? I mean, all these years ago, you remember all this stuff? It's incredible.
And he remembers why. He said, and here's why I expected a splitter there, because of the whole history of these two players. So now you're adding in 57 other different at-bats over different years. They're wearing different uniforms. I think that's one of the things that's most fascinating about baseball. Every instant of it is a cloud of contingency that has to do with the whole history up until then. And the relationships of the various players. And so in a book like 10 Innings at Wrigley, I was able to follow all that leading up to this game. And then it was a pleasure to follow some of the players later because there are fascinating things that are going to happen after this game is over.
Yeah. So, You mentioned, I mean, the cast of characters. You mentioned Pete Rose. We already talked about Dave Kingman. McGraw, of course, he was a character very well known, and you remind everybody. I mean, he was the total clubhouse jester. I mean, every clubhouse has one, right? I mean, you got to have a character, just to lighten things up, right?
Right. And he was a great character. One of the strange sidelights of this game is that he had a little boy out of wedlock that he didn't acknowledge for the longest time. Finally, let the boy and his mother come and come in the clubhouse and introduced him around. Still said, "Oh, I'm not your father." And of course, what are the other teammates going to do? They're going to give Tug all kinds of grief for that. And said, "Oh, he's just spitting image."
Right.
Well, it turns out he was Tug McGraw's son. Mm-hmm. Later on, he covers some of his disappointment for Tug's not considering him his own child, and picks up a guitar and starts putting together some songs, some of them sad songs. That's Tim McGraw,
of course,
one of the biggest country superstars there is, who later wrote a tribute song to his father after Tug died. And that was a moving follow-up to this. There's the tragedy of Donnie Moore, who was a troubled and violent man, and ended violently his life less than 10 years ago. Bill Buckner, who's going to be famous for making one error in 1986. So, as you say, that this was really a remarkable cast of characters to get to write about.
And it's amazing, too. You know, you think about, Billy Buckner and, his career and all that is involved in a baseball career, but for one error. All of a sudden, that becomes, his brand, his identification. And, Donnie Moore, the same thing. I remember that home run he gave up when he was pitching for the Angels. Had a great season, and then sadly, it ended so tragically.
It's true, and that's one of the things that it's inexplicable about a baseball. And Buckner's still puzzled that his long career comes down to one play. And Mookie Wilson, who hit the ball that went between Buckner's legs in the World Series, he later said, "It's like my whole career was all I did was hit one ground ball."
You're right, exactly.
But when they happen at these amazing moments, that's certainly going to be the thing that that is remembered forever. And there were so many things that were going to ramify in the near future of this game, that was another aspect that I wanted to write about this 1979 game, 40 years ago today.
Well, and it was, so cool that, just that it the game itself, I mean, at a time when the game was languishing a bit, you have something like this, and it brings back the buzz and excitement, doesn't it?
I think that's right, and this really was, in the 70s, it was the decade that NFL football really took over as the de facto national pastime. Monday Night Football was the biggest show on television, and all baseball had was the game of the week. It's going to take a lot of excitement. Baseball is going to need to get back, and I think that has been happening ever since, as we follow the evolution of the game to our time. A lot of things are different, but some things about baseball never change, and the excitement of a high-scoring game is one of them.
Exactly. 10 Innings at Wrigley, Kevin Cook's new book, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Kevin, what do you want your reader to take away, ultimately, from this book?
I think it'll be that shared excitement that we've talked about. The idea that anything can happen during a ball game, especially with the wind blowing out at a place like Wrigley Field with a crazy cast of characters like almost every ball team is. The idea that something special might happen today in this game that we've just bought a ticket to and find a place to sit, and then let's let the curtain go up and see what happens.
Well, nobody expected a typical game between the Cubs and the Phillies would become the wildest in modern history. Why did this one get so out of control, and how did that slugfest at Wrigley Field help reshape Major League Baseball for years to come? It's all right there in 10 Innings at Wrigley. Kevin Cook, a must-read for all baseball fans. Kevin Cook, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. I enjoyed it.
This report is brought to you by FedEx Office. 82% of small business owners and 61% of consumers choose to have items professionally printed more often than they did in 2018. This, according to the latest print survey from FedEx Office, nationwide provider of printing, packing, and shipping services. Among the key findings, 92% of small business owners say professional printing helps them compete and attract new business. Amy DiCicco, SVP at FedEx Office.
Even with the digital revolution, professionally printed materials remain highly valued by small businesses and consumers. Nearly half of them noted that digital and mobile access is an important factor when professionally printing items.
Professional printing is vital to job searches and hiring trends. The survey found that business cards and resumes are important resources to connect with people. For more, visit fedex.com/office.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr saying the Justice Department's just begun probe into the origins of the Russia investigation will determine whether government officials abused their power, putting their thumb on the scale. Barr telling Fox News answers to questions he's asked of investigators so far have been inadequate.
I think there's a misconception out there that we know a lot about what happened. The fact of the matter is Bob Mueller did not look at the government's activities. He was looking at whether or not the Trump campaign had conspired with the Russians, but he was not going back and looking at the counterintelligence program.
The U.S. has imposed sanctions on a Chechen group and five people, including at least three Russians, for alleged human rights abuses, and now the Kremlin says it will respond in kind, but it's not yet been specific. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For more information on the show, download all the interviews you love, like the one we just had with Kevin Cook or Liz Peek earlier today, whatever is your flavor, from politics to entertainment, sports, we cover it all. It's right there on the website. And, we work hard to bring you the experts to get you to beyond the 8-second sound bites. As we've said many times, if you're forming your worldview based on these 8-second sound bites, especially from the fake news that is out there and the news entities and networks, sadly, I mean, it's unfortunate. You've heard me commentate on this before. I think of all the talent that is available, throughout, the industry, it is a shame that they've basically gotten out of their lane and given up their main responsibility of documenting history. I mean, editorial's fine. I don't have a problem with editorial. And in the old days, you always had to go to the editorial page, and you knew that's what you were reading. But when editorial has now crept up into the front pages and it has invaded all areas of reporting, you just have to be better discerners, critical thinkers. You can ask critical questions yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. And sometimes it is difficult, especially in this adversarial environment. And I'm finding my ways, finding different ways to ask people, hey, is it okay? Can I ask you a question? is there pontificating to you? And sometimes you just have to be discerning enough to know that it's the wrong gospel, wrong church, that they're not interested in hearing, your perspective, or even getting another perspective. I mean, clearly that's what's going on right now, sadly, with the Democratic Party. I say sadly because, look, at we're all Americans in this big ship here. And, you know, to have the political environment we have right now is all very dangerous. I mean, even, you know, I was watching this video the other day with Joe Biden, and he was on the campaign trail, and this woman is saying things that was so dangerous, you know, referring to the president as being lawless. And Joe Biden, you know, he's kind of just giggling along with it. And I mean, this is the former vice president of the United States, totally disconnected from any of the values of this, of our government and what it stands for. And, you know, invites her, says, well, maybe you could be my vice president, my running mate or something. And she refers to the president as being lawless. I mean, what does that do in terms of the temperament and the psychology of the rest of American citizens hearing that, you know, at a campaign stop for the former vice president of the United States? Does it invite and open the door to lawlessness? Just something for you to think about. Our next guest, Pastor Steve, and I hope I'm saying Chocolante correctly, Pastor, so forgive me because you and I haven't had a chance to talk directly, even though you invited me on several occasions to do that, and I wanted to, but our time difference has been a little bit of a challenge because you're there in Australia.
Yeah, that's right. It's early morning here, 1:30, so my last name is pretty good. You did pretty well, Chocolante.
Chocolante, okay. Excellent.
Or Chocolante is okay.
Okay, no. I want to say it the way your parents say it because I don't want them calling me up and giving me a bad time or somebody in the family going, look at, how in the heck did you butcher Steve's name?
Everybody butchers it anyway. But it, going back to the Italian roots, it'd be Chocolante. Chocolante is a
Chocolante.
A chocolate. Yes, chocolate.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's why I thought it had some reference there. And, of course, Chocolante, there's romance in that last name, you know, so, you know, we want to honor that and honor your family, okay? Pastor Steve, like, as we mentioned, is based out of Australia, so yes, huge time difference. And the thing was also, I guess you're a day ahead. Was it Saturday morning there?
Yeah, so it's already weekend here for us. It's at 1:30 in the morning on the 18th.
Oh, real early in the morning. Okay, well, just to bring you up to speed here, as Pastor Steve and I are getting acquainted, he is the author of many books, and the two latest that we're going to talk about is The Divine Code, Volume 1 and 2, A Prophetic Encyclopedia of Numbers. We know, or at least if you've been any student of prophecy or of the Word of God, apologetics to politics, numbers are everywhere, but Steve, not clearly understood. Why is that?
Well, I think we've shied away, especially in the body of Christ. We've not talked a lot about it. We just kind of get an indication from the book of Revelation that 666 is this, you know, mysterious number that we've got to look at and try to understand, and that's probably been the only focus, but it's quite negative, I guess, when people think of 666. But when you look at the Jews and the way that they interpret the Bible, it's the same Bible. They're very intrigued by numbers.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and the numbers, whenever God gives us numbers, they're precise. And that's what struck me. I was fortunate enough when I was in Bible college, we did quite a study on the numbers of God. And that really expanded. I always knew, I guess early on, you know, there was significance about one, the representative of God, the triune God in three, seven, perfection, five, grace. I just, you know, had that already pretty well in my mind and embracing that. But as I continued to read and see interesting numbers come up, and my question as I was reading, you know, the Bible, going, okay, why is that number? Why is that significant?
Yeah.
You know, beyond 666. Yes.
Yeah, of course. And there's a few books that are written about this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, years and years ago, Gordon Lindsay had a book about it, but it's out of print now, and there are just not many. And I think we need to revitalize this subject because it's so interesting for what's going on in evangelism, missions, prophecy, politics. It touches on so many things.
Exactly. Well, and And I think part of the reason maybe people of faith, Christians, shy from this, because I remember a dear friend of mine, who's still a dear friend, you know, when I started talking about this number, he goes, Bill, that's nothing but numerology. And I said, well, no, it's not nothing but numerology. I think it's interesting. You know, read God's word here and look at the numbers. Even with the design of the temple, certain numbers kept coming up, and, you know, everything. Throughout the Bible, you start seeing the significance of numbers. And I got to tell you, Pastor Steve, I'm excited. I'm glad that you have done this for the body of Christ, because numbers are significant, and they have always, whenever I hear numbers, they give us, signposts, you know, much like mile markers on the road, right? When you're, at least here in America, I'm not sure about Australia, I've never been there. I'm supposed to go there, and maybe I'll have to look you up when I get there, but, so I don't know if you have mile markers there, but we have them here in the United States.
Sure, yeah, well, we would have kilometer markers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, that would make sense. So much the same way. I look at these numbers as somewhat as markers and points of interest that come out if you have eyes to see.
Well, your friend's point is very interesting, and there's actually a scripture that answers that. It's just the difference in culture. You know, some people say, well, that's numerology. It'd be like not studying the stars because you're afraid that you might be getting into astrology. And, of course, studying stars is just astronomy. Mm-hmm. So there's a verse in the New Testament that says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22, for Jews request or speak a sign, and Greeks speak after wisdom. This word sign, to them, actually, one of the meanings of the word sign is to understand the codes, the coincidences, the numbers that are in the Bible. So their language is very interesting. Their letters actually are their numbers, and their numbers are their letters. So everything that we're reading in the Bible can actually be converted to a number. And when you do that, actually, you get all this new level of layers of understanding the Word of God.
Well, the Divine Code is a carefully researched exploration into the meaning of numbers, codes, cycles, and patterns found in Scripture, nature, history, and prophecy. It surrounds us. And we're going to have more from Pastor Steve Chocolante, the Divine Code. I love that. I love saying Pastor Steve Chocolante. It's a wonderful name. Anyway, more from
Pastor
Steve.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars, that was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Profit banner.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance?
You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
He's our rescue. He's our rescue.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Pastor Steve Chacolante continues with us. We're talking about his two latest books, Volume 1 and Volume 2, The Divine Code, A Prophetic Encyclopedia of Numbers. And as we mentioned earlier, sometimes when people of faith especially hear about numbers, they, you know, stiffen their back, hair on the back of their head, you know, rises up a little bit, think we're talking about numerology. But Pastor Steve addressed that in the earlier segment. That these are codes that were given to us. These are numbers given to us by the divine creator to give us insight. It tells us how specific God is the way I read it at times, Steve. That God isn't giving you numbers to be estimated. Everything when God gives us a number, it's a specific number for a specific intent, is it not?
Absolutely, yeah. Let's get into an example. A common word that is converted into a number in Hebrew that people should know is the name of God. The Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh is 26. And then Jesus says that he's the bread of life. And it turns out that, you eat bread three times a day. 26 times 3 is 78. And 78 is the number of the word bread in Hebrew.
Wow.
So that is actually an indication of the Trinity when he just said, I'm the bread of life. It's 26 times 3. And a Jewish person would understand that there's that kind of divine code in what he's saying. That at every level, he is Lord. At every level, God is real.
We were talking the other day about the chaos that is in our world today. I would identify it as chaos. And I was speaking with another pastor, and I said, imagine what's happening in the heavenlies. Because things have to happen in the spiritual realm before they're manifest in the physical, right?
Yes.
And so
yes,
with the lawlessness that is taking place in increasing law, in fact, as we were connecting, with our phone lines to Australia and that to connect with you, I was explaining to our audience about language. And, you talk about divine code, but there's also a code of the enemy as well. And we have to be careful about how we repeat, what words are we using? Are we using God's code or are we using the enemy's code? And there was a situation where the former vice president was on the campaign trail and talking to a woman, and the woman referred to President Donald Trump as the lawless president. And, boy, I'll tell you, that was very disconcerting for me to hear. And the political language and discourse in our country has gotten out of control to where, you know, the sovereignty of God and his order is being challenged. I mean, we call it a cultural crisis. But does it not come down to, you know, who are we going to bend a knee to? Are we going to bend it to a sovereign God or to the God of this world?
Well, it's so interesting because no president has been attacked publicly like this. And yet no president has had so many confirmations in terms of divine codes. Mm-hmm. There's so many coincidences that confirm that he is God's sovereign choice to be sitting in the Oval Office. So, for instance, you might be aware of the patterns of sevens that are in Trump's life. 700 days after Trump was born, Israel was reborn. Did you know that?
No, I did not know. Wow.
700 days, exactly. Then he was inaugurated on the 20th of January, 2017, when he was 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days old. And on the Hebrew calendar, it was the year 5777. So there are all these patterns in his life that show the sovereign hand of God put him there. Mm-hmm. And yet the enemy is all out. They're trying to attack him and smear him. So I believe that he's there for God's purpose. There are all sorts of divine codes that we don't follow, but they are confirmations.
Exactly.
He's there for a reason. And I believe he's there for justice. Because the church has failed to be an agent of justice, God had to bring someone that many of the church didn't even believe in, to bring justice. And he's really doing it.
And I think that is a bit of a challenge in much the same way when Jesus came, people had their perception. The ruling classes had their perception of who Jesus was and who he wasn't because it didn't fit into their convenient agenda and perception, you know, and I think that they were just without really even an anticipation, even though they talked about the Messiah coming, they missed it altogether and ignored the signs, the codes that accompanied the Savior in the process. And to this day, people are missing, you know, the clear signs. What other numbers, what other codes can you unwrap around Donald Trump, for example?
Well, 58 is very present in his presidency. He's the 45th president, but he had the 58th inauguration in his first term. And 58 in Hebrew spells Noah. So words can be numbers, numbers can be words. Noah is Nun Het, which is 50 plus 8, and he is 58. And Nun Het, if you reverse it, means grace. So Jesus says, in the days of Noah, right? The end time will be as in the days of Noah.
Right.
Or it's in the days of grace. It's also in the days of Trump's presidency, 58. So there's that 58 pattern. There are also patterns in the book of Psalms that indicate that he would be involved in, I believe, in rebuilding the Third Temple. A lot of Christians get spooked out about that as if, well, should we be contributing money and rebuilding it? I don't believe so. I believe we have to be involved in the gospel. Mm-hmm. But the Bible says there's going to be a Third Temple rebuilt. And who better than a real estate mogul to be the person to facilitate that?
Could you imagine? I mean, this
fulfill so many prophecies.
Right. Wow. And when you think how much of an ally and friend, by comparison, from Barack Obama to Donald Trump, when we talk about the relationship between the United States and Israel, I mean, it's been a complete 180. I mean, to the point that here you have Trump announcing and affirming that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
Just amazing. And every president said they're going to do it before him, and they never did it.
Right.
And he did it on the 70th anniversary of Israel.
So again that, the that seven, heaven, that perfection, that completion just keeps following him. It's like God's stamp on him.
Mm-hmm. Do you anticipate, what are you seeing ahead in terms of the 2020 elections? What are indications there, some codes that we can be aware of?
Well, 2020 is the number of war in the Bible. 20 was the age of military service for Israeli men.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots of other patterns that say 20 is war. So I would expect in 2020 that there would be a major war. I expect Trump to be reelected. I said it the first time before he was even the Republican nominee. I actually said it publicly on my YouTube channel that Donald Trump is going to be the president. He's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say it again that I believe he's going to win. The forces of hell are unleashed upon him, and there's so much lie and as he call it, fake news.
Mm-hmm.
Against him, but I believe that God's will is that he's there because his job is not finished. So, in fact, after the divine code that's just been released, I really want to write a book about Trump's unfinished business, because the church has to be aware that there's a season of grace that's been given, but that's not going to last forever.
Exactly.
And then one day he won't be there, then what?
Mm-hmm.
Church
yeah.
has to be aware, why has this happened? This is an amazing a window of grace.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a perfect man, but there's grace for us.
Exactly. Well, whenever we have a season of grace, when you read in the Bible, Pastor Steve, it's a preparatory time. I mean, we need to get ready for something that's coming. I mean, God gives us a pause in history to prepare, and this is what concerns me, and I'm encouraged to hear what you are sharing with us, because I believe there needs to be a sense of urgency, and that's what I've been concerned about and praying about, is that there would be an increased sense of urgency so that we get in alignment with what God is doing in his will that is going to be clear and present.
Yeah, the church has to have an awakening, not just a revival.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need a revival of the gospel, but the church itself needs to be awakened. And we have a lot of power, you know, we have a lot of influence, but we've abdicated it. We've abdicated it in the area of justice, social justice, and someone like Trump is very strong, and he's able to deal with this area of justice. So we, unfortunately, the church, I think the way that the church has to wake up is we have to incubate more Christian leaders that are capable of doing what Trump has been doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for all the Christians criticizing him, I look around the body of Christ and I wonder, dear Lord, where are the leaders?
Right, exactly.
That could negotiate with North Korea,
mm-hmm.
that could negotiate with Europe, you know, that could handle Iran and not send billions of dollars over to Iran like President Obama did and got nothing in return.
Exactly. Well, I tell you, I so appreciate your time, and we need to have you back. We need to continue this conversation because we need to touch on the book of Revelation and the signs, the codes that are here, because even Dr. Billy Graham, before his passing, had to admit that we are in the last of the last days. And all this is preparation for, you know, God's ultimate campaign and realization of his kingdom coming to here, you know, in this realm. So we're really excited about this. Pastor Steve Chacolante has been our guest. His book, The Divine Code, Volumes 1 and 2, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Pastor Steve, thank you so much. God bless.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.